Welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. You heard that live music. It's our 450th show.
Wow, 450th. That's a lot. That's a lot of radio.
I'm glad you're with me. I'd be thrown into ophthalmosiosis if I saw that you missed today's show. It's our 450th. Claire Meyerhoff from the PG Agency is our guest co-host. We've got this live music from Scott Stein. All our contributors, Gene Takagi, Amy Sample Ward, and Maria Semple will be calling in, along with new sponsors to introduce and announce. We're going to give away bags of Cura coffee. Scott is going to be playing more music for us. Claire's going to lead us in a fun history lesson. We're live tweeting with the hashtag Nonprofit Radio, so join us on Twitter. We're on Facebook Live at the on my page, Tony Martinetti, so if you are a friend there, we're on Facebook, but if not, Twitter with the hashtag Nonprofit Radio. This is all on our 450th show, 9th anniversary. Thank you so much for being with us. We're sponsored by
Wegner CPAs, guiding you beyond the numbers. WegnerCPAs.com. By Cougar Mountain Software, Denali Fund is their complete accounting solution made for nonprofits. Tony.ma/Cougar Mountain for a free 60-day trial. Also sponsored by Turn 2 Communications, PR and content for nonprofits. Your story is their mission. Turn-2two.co. So that website is turn-two.co. And for the 450th show, we're sponsored by Cura Coffee, connecting coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans. CuraCoffee.com.
Don't she talk pretty? That's Claire Meyerhoff. Welcome,
welcome
to the
show.
Oh, she's a trained radio. You can tell that I'm untrained.
Professional radio person.
You can tell I'm untrained, and she's a pro. Welcome back to the show, Claire Meyerhoff, for the 450th. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you. I came from Washington, D.C. Actually, I was in New England, but I drove down yesterday. I'll be driving back to D.C.
Welcome back.
A couple days.
Our creative producer. It's good to have you.
Yes. Well, we started the show. Well, you started the show, but I helped you way back when.
You
asked me for some advice. And you were like, what would you charge me? And I'm like, you know, I don't really want to charge you anything, but you know what I'd like? I'd like my name at the end of the credits of every show.
It's been there. our creative producer, Claire Meyerhoff.
Because I know, if something lasts, that's what you want.
Show. It's there at the end. 9 years it's been
you
lasting.
You want a legacy.
Scott Stein, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Always good to see you. Always good to be on the show.
Pleasure. I love having you for the anniversary shows. You bring your keyboard.
Yep.
We're going to hear Cheap Red Wine.
We are.
We're going to hear a brand new composition, world release.
Yeah, I wrote it this morning.
Okay.
No kidding. I wrote it this morning.
It's
so
fresh.
First to hear it.
Awesome. That's world release.
Yeah.
What's going on in the Scott Stein music world?
The music world right now?
Gigs coming up?
Yeah, actually I'm doing a gig out in Brooklyn on Monday at a place called Bar Court. It's in the Ditmas Park section of Brooklyn, close to where I live. Me and three other songwriters, Jerry Cherry, Kyle Lacey, and Sarah Wise, doing kind of a songwriters in the round thing. It's a great little room for that, so I'm doing that. And then I'm about to head to Chicago on Wednesday. I'm going to Lollapalooza. I'm playing.
Really?
Are you playing?
I am playing as part of a kids rock band. Joni leads in the Nightlights, who I've worked with for almost 10 years. And we're playing the kids stage at Lollapalooza on Thursday, Friday.
Joni leads and the
Nightlights. Yep, that's it.
I love that. Congratulations, yeah, Lollapalooza.
You. Yeah, I'm excited.
What, how do they define kids at Lollapalooza?
I think 10 and under.
Okay.
I mean, I think that the general demographic for Joni's music would be anything from like toddlers up through, I think, I don't know, first, second grade, something like that. It's a pretty broad range of children's ages. But
cool
it's,
gig.
Yeah,
that's great
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, a lot
that's
of fun.
Fabulous.
It's super, super fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's going on in the Claire Meyerhoff PG Agency world? What's up with you, planned giving creative-wise?
I continue to help lots of wonderful nonprofit organizations with their legacy programs, helping them build out their legacy societies and helping them reach and engage their best prospects so they make bequests and other planned gifts to their favorite nonprofit charities.
About where are you living now? You live in North Carolina,
right? No, I live in Washington, D.C.
I live in
Alexandria, Virginia.
In Alexandria. Oh, okay. Okay. What's... That's a cool town.
Oh, it's great.
There's a lot going on there. Now, that's the new... Isn't Google
it's
coming
out? Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, sorry.
Remember, Amazon had the big contest, and they chose
Amazon,
part of Arlington, Virginia, to be the Amazon
HQ.
So
how close is Arlington
pretty close.
To Alexandria?
Pretty darn close. Pretty close.
So does this mean your property value is going to
yes,
skyrocket?
Yes, I bought my condo in October, and it's already increased quite a bit, so it's been good for real estate.
Awesome.
In the D.C.
Right.
area.
Are people buzzing about this?
I guess they're just buzzing
Amazon
like
headquarters?
Bees.
No.
I don't know.
No, you're not in the... You're not in the local.
Well, there's a lot to talk about when you live in Washington, D.C., for instance. Right. This guy on Pennsylvania Avenue, and there's this Congress. And
So people talk about
all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And then they talk about nonprofit radio. They're like, every day I walk down Pennsylvania Avenue or Constitution Avenue, and people are just talking about Tony Martinetti nonprofit radio. And I go, yeah.
What's not to talk about?
That's great.
It's ninth anniversary.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe it.
You did help me in the beginning. Yeah, it's got 9 years. We can share these now. I got the history because we're a little history thematic thing.
Yes,
Claire, your very first show on nonprofit radio. Yeah, I have it. Here's the show sheet from it. Was July 23rd, 2010.
Wow, that is 9 years ago.
That was 9 years ago. We started in July, so you were on like the third or fourth show.
I was. What was I talking about?
Yeah. I have it.
No. Donor stories for planned giving.
Storytelling. No, it was actually storytelling and jargon. Yes, remember.
And jargon. Maybe jargon jail. Jargon. And, yeah, throw people in jargon jail.
That was your.
I hate jargon.
That was your concept. Yeah,
I hate jargon.
I got to credit you.
I hate the word youth
all the time.
I don't ever want to hear the word youth in everything because, as I learned in broadcast journalism from Bill Torrey at American University, he said no one ever says like I saw five youths running down the street.
No, people don't talk like that.
No, they say I saw not five teenagers, five young people running down the street.
But that was your first show.
That's my
July,
first show. And
July
jargon.
23rd. See the little show sheet?
I made you those show sheets.
So
I made you your clock.
But look at the comparison. I mean, the 2010 show sheet is just like lines.
Right.
And the 2019 is big paragraphs, dense. We got more going on. All right, Scott Stein, I got your first. Scott Stein, we first used your music on the September 6th, 2013 show.
Okay.
So that's coming up 9 years.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, wait, no.
It's coming up six years. Sorry. Coming up 6 years.
I'm good at math.
Exactly. I am. I agree. And so that was the first time we used it. And then your first time live with us was the 200th show, July 18, 2014.
Okay.
200. You've been here for every anniversary since, except one.
Yeah.
There was one I had to go to your apartment. And pre-record.
Right. Really? I think I was going to be on the road or something during the live broadcast. So, yeah, I remember that.
But I pre-recorded. We pre-recorded Cheap Red Wine.
We did.
And played it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was the 350th or it was like the 300th or 350th. But you've been on every anniversary since 200.
Yeah, every 50 episodes.
Exactly.
It's been fun. It's really like almost like a highlight of the year. It turns summer and I'm like, pretty soon we're going to do the New York show.
Oh, you're so thoughtful.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Really? Do you think about it?
I love it. It's fun because for me, I worked in radio for years, and it's like my only radio thing I do anymore.
Yeah. We're going to turn
really
to Scott.
Love it.
Scotty,
all right.
Cheap Red Wine, this is the song that I licensed from you in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we only sampled 10 seconds before the vocals, you know. So I always want you to play it live and full. And so if there's anything you want to say about Cheap Red Wine, I don't know.
This song is older than the show. It comes from a record that I did back in 2009, so 10 years ago. And I think the song had already had it for about a year before that. But it's been really fun to hear it used in this kind of context. So happy to do it for you. So,
please.
All right, here we go. Keep on talking, sooner or later I'll figure out just what you mean. You're seeking romantic advice from a billboard, I'm looking for answers up on a TV screen. And we can't agree on nothing, we can't tell our ups from our downs. We're disappointed in each other, now tell me baby, ain't this love that we found? You know you used to find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, but it doesn't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. Cause I've got our empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine and thou. Some girls that just live with diamonds, they won't talk to the cut of clothing that I wear. Well, I'm to put a wolf with the good stuff, and you're too easily distracted to care. Well, I ain't got too many options, and so I'm gonna do the best that I can. But maybe you'll have some competition one day when I'm a wealthier man. I said, you know, you used to find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, but it doesn't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. Cause all I've got are empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine, and thou. Days, the other people can kiss our asses. They don't like the things we say. And I ain't gonna kiss the heavens, though I won't flash no victory signs. Cause we're perfect for each other, as long as we have nobody else in mind. Nobody is waiting in line. Oh, we're just like Chiro wine. But I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome. Never mind, it don't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. So I've got our empty promises and battle a cheap red wine and thou. Cheap red wine and thou. Whoa, yeah.
That damn song. I just love that song.
Thank you.
Oh my God. There's nobody waiting in line. We're just like cheap red wine. Ah, love it, Scott. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
And we're gonna you're gonna play another one for us later on.
Yeah.
The world release. Mm-hmm. World premiere. I want to give away a prize. I want to start I want to start with our prizes. The first one is going to these are our recent subscribers to the Insider Alerts, okay. Where you get an email from me every Thursday, tells you who the guests are, Insider Alerts, link to my video. And the first one, the most recent to be subscribed, is Dennis Lee. Dennis is executive director at the Marching Elite Foundation. Mm-hmm. So Dennis is going to get a pound of Cura coffee. Congratulations, Dennis Lee.
All right.
Cura coffee.
Pound of Cura coffee going to Dennis Lee. Thank you for being our most recent Insider, Dennis. Yes. And we have a little bit about Cura.
Cura coffee? Well,
yeah, we do.
We do. Cura, yeah. Well, I love Cura coffee. It's my favorite. Cura coffee directly connects coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans. And, you know, with every cup of Cura, you join their effort to expand sustainable dental care to remote communities around the world. They are a direct trade coffee company. Now, with learning opportunities for dental students in the U.S. and abroad, curacoffee.com. I love that mission.
That is
great.
They do the dental work for the farmers of the beans because the CEO of the company is a dentist.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah. Thomas. I forget his last name.
It's fantastic.
Thomas. Anyway, he's a dentist in California. Yes, bona fide. He's got the DDS after his name. So
maybe I'll go all the way to California to see him because, you know, a good dentist, that's where it's traveling.
Hard to find. And once you find one, you stay for life.
And then you stay. I'm going to California to see that dentist.
I've been in mine since I was about 4 years old. Lee Frost in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, Lee Frost in Rutherford.
I've had like 3,000 dentists since then.
Oh, you're not loyal.
Don't you ever move?
You don't have dental loyalty? You don't practice dental loyalty?
Well, I do, but I guess I have moved to other places where it's not practical to go to my dentist in Coral Place, Long Island, New York.
You'll dentist with anybody.
I think my original dentist is dead.
It's a bad reputation. the bad dental rep. You should practice more dental loyalty. I hope you're practicing safe dentistry.
I have my new dentist in Shadyside, Maryland.
3,000 dentists. I hope you're doing it safely. So there was something. Let's see. Where are we now? Okay. Is there somebody on the phone? Oh, excellent. Okay. Awesome. That must be Gene Takagi.
Hey, Gene.
Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you. This is Gene Takagi. He's our legal contributor. Gene, the law machine. Find him at neolawgroup.com, and he's at GTAC on Twitter. Longstanding contributor. How are you, Gene?
I'm doing excellent. And how are you?
Oh, very good. It's the 450th, 9th anniversary. We're doing great. Well, my voice is cracking, which means I'm excited. We're doing great, like I'm 14. What's going on at Neo Law? What are you all paying attention to in San Francisco?
Well, we're enjoying this summer. It's not so hot here, so we're having fun here. And I'm working with my partner Aaron Bradrick and Cindy Lott, actually, who's the director of the Master's in Science in the Nonprofit Management Program at Columbia University to design a course for the program. So we're really looking forward to doing that.
Oh, so does that mean you're going to be in New York teaching?
I may be a little bit more, but we're still in the design phase right now.
You're still in the design phase. Oh, okay. But you are hired, right? You're going to do it?
We're all working it out right now.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't want to make any premature announcements. Let me get everybody excited.
Well, I'm sure we'll be the first to know.
Yeah. Yeah,
the news will break here.
We're here in New York. It's got to be the breaking news here, right? So let us know, Gene.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what would you be teaching?
It'll be a program on sort of business law issues for nonprofit professionals in the graduate program.
A program? Oh, not just a course. I was minimizing it. I'm sorry.
So what would be like a top topic in that class for nonprofits that they would need to know about? What's a top topic?
So we would teach things like public-private partnerships and collaborations and kind of some of the legal issues that may arise in those type of interactions.
Okay. All right. Well, you let us know when it breaks. Gene, I always talk about when you're first... We talk about when you were first on the show, and then I never know exactly, but I found it. This time I actually did the legwork. It only took me about 3 years. We've been talking about this. But your very first time on the show was August 27th, 2010.
That's amazing.
9 years.
And we had just about 9 years as well.
Yeah. We had just started in July of 2010.
So one of the first shows. Yeah. Gene's been on forever.
Yeah. Regular contributor.
He's an original.
Well, that's why he's Gene the Law Machine. Yeah. He's our longest running contributor, not producer.
Is that like his real tagline, or is that a tagline you gave him?
I gave him. Okay. He's too modest. Gene's a very modest man. He wouldn't do that to himself.
Right. So you're like Tony.
Do you cringe, Gene, when I say that?
The radio machine.
Yeah, always just a little bit, Tony.
All right, you blush a little bit.
He's Tony, the radio pony.
Let's not extend.
Amy like that.
All right. More like a horse, but not a pony. But we'll move on. All right, Gene. I want to thank you so much for calling. It's good to talk to you.
It's been always my honor and pleasure, Tony. Congrats on 450, and looking forward to all of your future shows.
Thanks a lot, Gene.
Thanks,
and
Gene.
Gene even has it in his bio. I love that. Thank you, Gene. Good to talk to you, and thanks so much for what you contribute.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Gene.
All righty. Anybody else on the phone? Okay, then. There was this New York Times article on podcasting.
Yes, I saw it, and then you emailed me.
It was just like 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
I read it. I was so excited, but I thought of you as soon as I read it.
You did?
I did, because I said to a friend of mine, I was with my friend Lori, and we were reading the New York Times at our favorite Starbucks in Newburyport, Massachusetts, and I turned to Lori and I said, look at this article about podcasts, and my friend Tony, he has this long-time podcast. I think he like goes down into the history books for the podcast, and I think there were a lot of great points made in that podcast, and Sam talked about one of them.
Sam talked about what?
19%.
The 19%, yeah. From March to May of this year, 19% of podcasts had a new episode.
Right, and there's something like 700,000 podcasts, and only 19% of those have produced a new episode in the last few months, so they're stale. They're mostly stale.
March to May, yeah, so 3 months, right. March, April, May. So that alone puts us in the 81st percentile.
Wow.
Just of, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think that's a tribute to
how much work you've put into this. You know, I think one of the upshots of the article was that a lot of people go into podcasting and think it's easy and think it's, you know, it's not as much work as it is. And it's to your credit that you've kept this thing going, not just for the number of years, but the number of episodes. It's a lot of work. You have to really devote yourself to it. And, you know, it's the technology may not, maybe, you know, it may be easy for everyone to get started, but it's it's hard to sustain it. And knowing your audience and having your niche is a big part of it, which is something that you have.
They, and they said that in the article. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And over the years, since I've been involved with your podcast, people will be talking, oh, I want to do a podcast. I want to do a podcast. And I say, well, do you have any idea what goes into a podcast? Because my friend Tony Martinetti has been doing one for 7, 8, 9, 10 years now. And he does them consistently every single week, except for 2 weeks a year. So he does 50 podcasts a year. And to produce a podcast every single week and book the guests and come up with the topics and write all the things and keep the sponsors and work with Sam and work with Scott and to get it all done is really a great achievement. So a round of applause for Tony Martinetti, the king of the podcast. Here's the crown.
That's a good tagline. That's a good that's better than the nonprofit pony. Yeah.
Radio pony.
Radio pony.
We can let the pony die.
Okay. The poor pony. Oh, no. We'll just send the pony to a farm.
For the farm. Glue factory.
A farm in Vermont.
Boy, that got dark quickly.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
King of the podcast.
It's gratifying. It's just a love affair. I just love doing the show. And all the work, it doesn't matter because I know that we're helping nonprofits. We're helping small and mid-sized shops who I always have in mind as I'm doing it. Scott, you know, you're right. You got to be in a niche.
Yeah.
You got to be loyal to your listeners. You got to give value value to the listeners. Otherwise, they're going to tune out.
There's a major correlation between that and being a musician. You know, you got to know who your audience is. And without that, it's very, very difficult.
Right. And provide content specifically for them and don't drift off into other places and provide like something else just because you want to. So, like you don't all of a sudden play like, you know, the Hokey Pokey.
I mean,
or do you?
I mean, I am playing kids' music later. Well, I guess the parallel only goes so far. There's a balance to be struck for sure. Right. But if the mood strikes,
we got somebody on the phone who is very committed to like exactly what we're talking about: staying true to mission, not veering. And that is Amy Sample Ward, our social media and technology contributor. Amy Sample Ward, how are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Were you able to hear our conversation while you were on hold there?
I sure did.
You did. So we were just talking about staying true to mission, right? I mean, you're mm-hmm. you're all about that.
Yeah. Okay. And I was reflecting on, you know, the whole, like, 50 episodes a year, all the work that you do to make sure that you have topics and people to join the show and all of those things and how many times we've been on. And I wanted to make a joke, but I didn't make it because I felt like maybe I should censor that joke. But I was going to say, like, yeah, how is there anything to say anymore? But you always find new things to talk about, and I think that's to your credit.
Thank you very much. And you help. You've been contributing a long, long time as social media and technology. Your first show with us was...
the 100th episode.
Was July 13th, 2012. The 100th show, exactly right. And at that time, at the 100th show, we had 1,000 listeners.
So, oh, wow,
yes.
Really?
So 2 years into this thing, so we started in July 2010. July 2012, your first show, 100 listeners. I'm sorry, 100 shows. We were celebrating having 1,000 listeners. And now we're over 13,000.
Wow.
I don't know. That's pretty cool. I think that's, you know, that's...
That's great.
I think it's pretty good. 13,000.
That is pretty good.
13,000% growth, is it? 13% growth. I don't know. No,
it's 13,000% growth better.
It's more than 13%.
I'm buying stock in that.
13% of 1,000 is only 130. It's 13,000% growth, isn't it?
I don't
know. 1,000 times 13,000.
This is not the math show.
Yeah, right. 13,000% growth. It's 13,000%. Well, we got interns.
This is the music show, nonprofits, fun stuff.
All right.
No math.
Amy, what's going on at n10.org? You know I love nonprofit. You know I love N10. I'm not supposed to say Nonprofit Technology Network. What's going on at N10?
We have a lot going on. Well, we have 20 NTC session proposals just opened, so people are submitting their ideas. And this year, for the first time, we have moved the Ignite applications into the same session submission timeline. So in the past, Ignites, which are a type of presentation where it's 5 minutes exactly, and you have 20 slides, and the slides auto-advance every 15 seconds.
Right, auto-advance.
And they are hosted up on the main stage as one of the general sessions in the morning. In the past, applications to be one of those people opened a lot later in the year after registration was already open. They were open in, like, November and December.
Okay.
But this year, we decided to do it all at the same time, so as people were thinking about other types of conversations or topics they want to surface at the conference, they, you know, they could do that a little bit more holistically.
Yeah.
So
right.
The sessions in kind of more standard breakout format, as well as the main stage content, are all open for submissions right now.
Okay, cool. And this is all
that's
for
really big.
This is all
and
for
then.
This is all for 20 NTC, right? In next, give us the dates for 20 NTC.
Sure. 20 NTC will be in Baltimore, Maryland, which we've never been to before. I mean, as people, I'm familiar with Baltimore, but the conference has never been hosted in Baltimore, and we will be there March 24th through 26th.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So submissions are open. You go to n10.org if you want to submit. It's a very, very good conference. Nonprofit Radio has been there, I think, half a dozen times. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe it's only five, but... always on the exhibit floor, capturing the brilliant speakers that a subset of the brilliant speakers that N10 has, and expanding their reach and expanding the reach of the conference. I love doing it. You know I do. Amy, don't you know I love it? We lose Amy Sample Ward? Well, trust me. She knows. She knows that I love it. Amy Sample Ward. No? No more? Okay. Well,
I'll pretend I'm
she
Amy
may
Sample
be speaking.
Ward. Well, it's a great conference and everyone should go, and it's in Baltimore.
Yes, and so that's two of us who are speaking for Amy. All right, Amy, thank you very much for calling, and thank you for being a contributor for so many years since the 100th show. Thanks so much.
Amy Sample Ward, she's great.
I want to welcome one of our new sponsors, and that is Cougar Mountain Software. They do accounting software for nonprofits.
The Denali Fund, it's your complete accounting solution specifically designed for nonprofits. They have a free 60-day trial, and you can find that at tony.ma/Cougar Mountain.
Don't she talk pretty?
tony.ma/Cougar Mountain for your free 60-day trial of the Denali Fund, your complete accounting solution specifically designed for nonprofits.
It
I'm
is.
Very excited
designed
to hear about
yes.
it.
And brand new sponsor. Just
because nonprofits need things to be more, you know, simple and specific and tailored to them.
Agree. Not using QuickBooks, which is made for corporate and individual, and trying to tailor it to a nonprofit. That doesn't work because you got your fund accounting problems, which
right. Well,
Denali Fund takes care of.
Is he going to come on and talk about it?
No.
No.
But he's the marketing manager, Brian.
Brian
Brettauer, marketing manager who I've been working with.
Welcome, Brian.
So. Glad to have you. Thank
Glad
you.
To have you
thank
Brian.
You for joining Nonprofit Radio as a sponsor. Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Cougar Mountain Software. You had a little something going on. You wanted to talk about a little history.
I do. Well,
little history thing.
Well, you know, Tony, your show really is historic to me. That this is
sure.
the 450th show, as we discussed earlier in our discussion. About how podcasts are really, you know, it's hard to produce these podcasts and keep them going. So kudos to you for doing this historical show. So today, in honor of that, as you enter the history books, I have a little game for us, a little today in history thing. So the first one I want to mention is that, and you asked me when I said I would do this, well, Eclairs are a nonprofit angle to it. So I'm going to try to do my best to tie nonprofits
Thanks.
To these as
Thanks
much as possible.
Much.
So
going.
In 1775, the office that would later become the United States Post Office Department was established by the Second Continental Congress. Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania was the first Postmaster General. Now, we have a musical clue for you. On this date in 1788, a certain state became ratified as a state in the United States, the 11th state. Which state was it? We have a musical clue.
Rhode Island.
Play it again, Scott.
New York, New York.
Everybody.
Wow, love it, love it.
So the nonprofit tie-in is, of course, it's the home of Nonprofit Radio.
Oh, that's tenuous. Oh, my goodness. That's cool. You're clever.
Well, and for the post office one, clever, I was going to say the tie-in is how much mail have nonprofits sent over the years through the U.S. Postal Service. Thanks to Benjamin Franklin, we can send nice mailers to people raise money.
So clever. Mailers, envelopes, postcards. Indeed.
All that. So on this day in 1945, the Labor Party won the United Kingdom general election by a landslide, and that removed Winston Churchill from power. On this day, the Labor Party won. So I guess Winston Churchill was a Tory. I guess I should have known that. But, so the Labor Party came into power today. So in 1947, Harry Truman signed the National Security Act of 1947, creating the CIA, the Department of Defense, the United States Air Force, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the United States National Security Council. And I do not have a nonprofit tie-in to that, but, you know, that's great.
That's okay. That's important.
Are
that's
we
important.
Done? You cut me off? Because I got a whole thing here.
I know. We got a caller.
We have a caller.
We have a sponsor
can
caller.
Can we come back to our?
We may. I can't. I don't want to make any promises I can't keep. We will try.
Okay.
Yeet Uchtdoom. How are you?
Hey Tony. Good. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. How are you doing? I'm sorry.
Congratulations on 450.
Oh, thank you very much. Are you in Madison, Wisconsin?
Yes, I am, yep.
Okay. Of course, I'm grateful to you because, you've been a guest on the show a bunch of times. In fact, your first time on the show, keeping with the history theme that Claire set up for us, was September 12th, 2014. So almost five years.
Yes.
Yep. And you've been on a couple times. And I'm also, of course, grateful for Wegner CPA's sponsorship. It's been a couple of years now, and I'm grateful for that too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they've been with us a couple of years. WegnerCPAs.com.
Yep.
What's Wegner looking at for nonprofits this summer?
Well, first of all, we are really honored to be supporting your show, and I would like to thank you for your dedication again for 9 years now and helping out the others. 95%. At Wegner CPAs these days, we are looking at new accounting standards, which is probably very, very exciting to all listeners.
Okay, yeah. don't go into detail on the new accounting standards.
The accounting world, and it's going to be different going forward. It's going to be more challenging, and we are helping our clients kind of like navigate through the complexities and giving them some implementation plans to make this transition as easy as possible.
And Wegner has a bunch of webinars they're doing this summer. I've been promoting them on the show. So you've kind of ramped up your free resources for nonprofits.
Yeah, we started doing webinars, I guess, like 2 years ago now, and we plan on doing a lot more. And as well as we have some blog posts and other resources we are creating for our clients. Again, we work with a lot of nonprofit organizations, and we understand that they don't have enough resources sometimes, like the other 5%. So we are happy to provide all that information. So.
Yes, thank you. Like the other 5%. Thank you very much. All right, Yeet, we have to go, but I want to thank you again. Thank you for the sponsorship. Thank you for your sharing the value that you do when you're a guest, and we're going to be getting you back. I know you and I are working on that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to contribute.
Oh, thanks. Bye. Thanks, Yeet. So long.
Bye.
Yep. Let's give away another prize. I want to give a prize, a second most recent new insider, and this is to Alana Cooper, who is the Senior Director of Donor Relations at the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, Palm Beach County, Florida. Alana Cooper, it's going to be a bag of Keurig coffee coming your way. Congratulations, Alana.
That's a wonderful nonprofit organization.
You know Jewish Federation?
I am very familiar with Jewish Federation of Palm Beach and that area.
Would you acquaint us with Cura one more time?
Cura?
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. Cura Coffee. There well, I love Cura Coffee because it directly connects coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans. With every cup of Cura, you join their efforts to expand sustainable dental care to remote communities around the world. They are a direct trade coffee company, now with learning opportunities for dental students in the U.S. and abroad. CuraCoffee.com. And now I want coffee.
Thank you. It's so hot in here. You sure you want coffee?
I want iced coffee.
It's the reason. Lots of ice. The reason it's hot in here is because the host doesn't like the air conditioner on.
Really?
During the show, if anyone was wondering, because it makes background noise. It makes a little, yeah. I don't care for it. So that's why. Let's do the live listener love because we're cool. Live listener. Look at this list of live listeners. I mean, that's incredible. Look at this sheet of live listeners.
Wow.
Shout them out. San Francisco, California, Middlebury, PA, Longview, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Alexandria, Virginia.
That's where I live, you. My neighbor.
Your neighbor's listening?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Live listener love to Alexandria and Washington, D.C. right by them.
Ivanka's listening.
Oakland, California.
And Melania.
New York, New York. We got multiple New York, New York, as usual. That's good. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Seoul, Korea.
Seoul, yes. We got Seoul, South Korea. Annyeonghaseyo, Kamsahamnida. For our Seoul, Korea, for our South Korean
God
listeners.
God bless you.
Romania is with us.
Romania.
You got Tehran. Melania. I think Romania.
Tehran, Iran. I was recently very close to Tehran, Iran. I was in Dubai.
You were?
I was in Dubai in January. We took a cruise, and for a while, my phone gave me a little thing. It said I was in Tehran.
All right.
Lost in the Persian Gulf.
Screenshot. Wow.
I did.
All right. Tehran. Live listener love out to Tehran. Espoo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but the country is Finland. ESPOO, Espoo, Finland. Live listener love to you. And also abroad. Oh, we got some other abroads.
Uganda.
Kampala, Uganda, indeed. Also in South Korea, we got Siocho. Were you near Siocho?
No, but I might go there next year.
Okay.
I'm going to Japan.
And bringing it back, we got Hell's Kitchen. Now, that's interesting. Hell's Kitchen New York shows up differently than New York, New York?
That's funny.
Wow, that is.
A lot of good restaurants.
All right, 9th Ave, 10th Ave, Hell's Kitchen. Live listener love to you, and congratulations on showing up separately from all our other New York, New York listeners. Going upstate, Watertown, New York is with us. Going out a little west, West Salem, Ohio. And, Munich, Germany, Guten Tag.
And Freeport, New York. Freeport, Long Island, New York.
Freeport, New York.
I grew up right near there.
You do?
I'm from Carl Place, New York.
Carl Place,
C-A-R-L-E. They're working on the new train station there. My friend Marianne lives right by the train station.
That's big for Carl Place.
It is big to get that extra stuff going on.
Moscow's with us. Moscow?
Moscow, Idaho?
And, no, Russia.
Ha ha. Yeah.
And we said Munich, Germany. All right, so live listener love. Awesome. And Sam, if any new ones come in, would you update us, please? Because I want to shout out everybody for
the
450.
We got listeners all over the place.
All over the world. It's incredible. All over the world. We got multiple continents. Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the podcast Pleasantries.
We are multi-continental.
And further reach than the live love is the podcast love, the podcast Pleasantries. That's where the over 13,000 people listening each week in small and mid-sized nonprofits. CEO, executive directors, fundraisers, board members, consultants, and other vendors to nonprofits. Podcast Pleasantries to you. Thank you for being with us. I hope the show continues to serve you. Give you value. I believe it does because the listener numbers keep growing. So, and the feedback I get is positive. So thank you for being with us, podcast.
Especially board members like you, Dorothy Hamill. Today's her birthday. Today's Dorothy Hamill's birthday.
What is she a board member of?
She is a board member or a recent board member of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra.
How do you know all this? But, this
well,
is amazing.
Because I researched a whole bit that I was going to do today, so I know whose birthdays are today and everything that happened today in history. So I've got a musical clue from Scott here. There's the original sitcom.
Anarchist.
The original sitcom. An actress's birthday today. Who is it? Vivian
right
Vance.
Ah.
It's Ethel's birthday today.
Ethel, Vivian Vance.
Yes.
Vivian Vance, and she was married to William Frawley.
No, they were, on the show. They hated each other in real life.
Did they hate each other?
Oh, they hated each other. It's legendary.
Fred. That was Fred.
Fred and Ethel even spoke off set.
Okay.
They hated each other.
You got one more? You got another history thing?
I got another history thing. So it's another musical clue, and someone's birthday today. What's the band? Sam knows. It's the Rolling Stones. Today is Mick Jagger's birthday.
That sounds better on the guitar, by the way.
And I do not have like a nonprofit link to Mick Jagger. Actually, I found that I think he's kind of not that charitable that he spends a lot of time trying to hide his buddy from the...
All right. But he's born July 26th.
From the feds.
So she shares a birthday with...
Brit feds.
With nonprofit radio.
They are.
All right.
The British IRS.
There's another Tony Martinetti in the studio here. Dad, step up to Scott's mic, would you? Come on.
You're
going to be on a podcast. Yes. I'm going to...
there's another Tony Martinetti.
There's a second Tony Martinetti here. I just wanted a little shout for my dad.
And he's better looking.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire Meyer.
It's an honor to be here. And
come a little closer, Dad. Go a little closer to the mic.
I'm very proud of my son and the work he's doing for nonprofit organizations. God bless him. And thank you for your faithfulness. I appreciate it.
Oh, see? Aww. Thank you, Dad. Oh, my God.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you.
That's so sweet.
And after the show, I'm going to explain to Dad what a podcast is. So.
He's got to start his own podcast.
All right, Scott. I want you to do another song. You got a world premiere.
Yeah, like I said earlier on the show, I wrote this morning, which is half true. I've had part of this song running through my head for the better part of a month, and then I wrote a quick rough draft a couple of weeks ago, and then I wasn't quite sure where the music was going, and I put it aside. And this morning, I had about 15 minutes, and I was like, let's just finish this song right now. You know, sometimes writing songs are like, sometimes it's like pulling teeth and sometimes it's like cooking breakfast. And this one's been a little of each in fits and starts. So
what is it?
I don't have a title for it.
Cool. World release as yet untitled.
Yeah. I think I got a couple possible titles, but
okay. Maybe we'll challenge listeners to come up with a title for Scott Stein. So listen closely, and at the end we'll tell you how you can reach Scott with your title suggestion.
Great. All right, here we go. How does this go again? I'm only half joking. No, that's too far. Somebody wrote that already. All right. Got some inside information. Someone slipped me a copy of the master plan. My sources were dependable, but they're in a language I don't understand. You know I've always been a cynic, for as long as I can remember. Always skipping past silver linings, always looking for that snow in September. But baby, 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 it's a good life. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a good life. However you play the song, always someone singing along. Some days you can't get a damn thing done. Some days you get the car keys. Some days it's the keys to the kingdom. Sometimes the changing of the guard is faster than the changing of the seasons. Sometimes the people that you love fly away for very good reasons. But baby, 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 it's a good life. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a good life. No matter who you are, we all can see the nearest star. It's a good life. Ooh, baby, do what you do. I once was a beginner. Thank you.
what you know. Let it fly and watch it go. And no, baby, baby, it's a good life. It's a good life.
All right, Scott Stein.
That was great.
It's a good life.
Yeah, I mean, I just finished it today. Yeah,
smart. That's great.
Thank you.
It's a good
I
life.
I love that.
It's a
that
good
was
life.
Really
that's
nice.
Very smooth.
Nice.
Yes.
That was really
Claire was smiling. She was looking over her shoulder and smiling.
That's just so
at me.
Nice. And like, you know, we know Scott. Yes. He's so talented. He's right here. And this is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, how often do you have like this really good artist right in front of you singing a song you just wrote?
First to hear it. I think my favorite part was I hit the last chord and there was a truck or something going by honking his horn. And I'm sitting there going, like, you have to understand, like, those of you who are listening, like, I'm on a keyboard. I'm not on a piano. So I'm going like, this thing didn't just go out of tune.
Oh.
Like, what? Did I hit a wrong note? No, I think I was right.
Scott, if people do want to, well, give you feedback or maybe even give you a suggested title, how do they reach you?
On social media, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Scott Stein Music, and my website is scottsteinmusic.com. Or you could just come out to Bar Chord in Brooklyn on Monday and talk to me personally. There's my little plug. So.
For our New York, and Hell's Kitchen listeners, absolutely.
Yeah.
When else do you play in New York? Give us a little...
Right now, I'm actually just getting back into playing gigs. I'm just getting back into them after a while. I took a little hiatus. My wife and I had a baby in October.
Oh, congratulations.
Beautiful baby boy. Yeah. And,
really? October what?
October
9. Nice. Very nice.
And thank you. So I took a little time off from that. And as you can imagine, my spare time is non-existent these days. So it's every second is precious these days. And so I'm doing this show tomorrow. And I'm doing another one back at Bar Chord, another Songwriters in the Round on August 19th, I think is the date. It's a Monday evening.
Okay.
And then hopefully more in the fall once I'm sleeping a little more.
Yeah, play.
Congratulations.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Scott.
Baby.
Yeah.
We got another new sponsor on the phone. Peter Panapento, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Peter Panapento is with Turn 2 Communications, and they're also a brand new sponsor of Nonprofit Radio. So I thank you very much for that, Peter.
Yeah, thank you. Unfortunately, I didn't bring my keyboard or my singing voice for this, I'm not sure I'll be quite as entertaining.
No. You're right. And Scott is up to the would have been up to your competition too. So, what's Turn 2? Tell us. You know, I'm telling listeners 30-second bursts, but why don't you take you can take 45 seconds.
Fantastic.
Tell us what Turn 2 is about.
Sure. So Turn 2 is a consulting company. We provide PR and communications and marketing support to nonprofits and foundations. And it stems from my experience in the nonprofit and foundation world. I was an editor for a number of years at the Chronicle Philanthropy and actually had co-hosted a podcast with you way back when, Tony. It's
yes.
Great to see you still going so strong after all these years. And we're really adept at helping translate the messages that that nonprofits tell to their key audiences, and making sure that we're doing it in a way that really resonates with them and helps them make a bigger impact with their work.
And of course, they're at turn-2.co. Peter, you were first on this show. Now, I was on your show when you were doing a podcast for the Chronicle. And we're not sure who was first, but I know, I don't know, I don't know if you can look back at your archive, but I look back to the Nonprofit Radio archive, and you were first on Nonprofit Radio on August 13th, 2010. That was our second month. So you were also very early newcomer.
Yes, we were blazing new trails back then, Tony. And,
no kidding.
And it's really amazing how much podcasting and digital radio has grown up since then. It's really been really cool to have been on the ground floor of things like podcasting and social media and webinars and everything else that we were doing at the Chronicle back in kind of the explosion of the internet. And And it's been really, really cool. You started out as one of the as one of the staple podcasters for the Chronicle back when we were when I was there too. And hard to believe it's almost 10 years though. That's making me feel quite old.
It is. You're referring, I think, to Fundraising Fundamentals, which
I used
to produce. We collaborated on that. Peter and I would collaborate. It was a Chronicle podcast.
It was great. I was on that. Yeah. I did a planned giving one.
Mm-hmm. You were on Fundraising Fundamentals. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Thank you. Yes, that's right. That was a different format. It was 10 minutes. We were trying to keep those to like 10-12 minutes max.
Right. Right. Yes. And the thinking was we needed to keep it short for people to want to listen to us for to get to the end. And we wanted to keep it short and tight. And you've really been able to build a really engaging, thoughtful, long format program. And the fact that you do it so consistently is really a testament to your skill at this, but also the amount of work you're putting into it. It's really incredible.
Thanks a lot, Peter. And who would have thought when you were a guest 2010, our second month, that 9 years later you'd have a company and you'd be sponsoring Nonprofit Radio. And I thank you for being our newest sponsor. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to do it. I'm thrilled to be associated with it, and hope you have 450 more.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks a lot. We'll be talking. Thanks a lot, Peter. So long.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
We got Maria Semple on the line. Maria Semple, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Maria Semple, she's the Prospect Finder. She's at Maria Semple. She's you'll find the site, prospectfinder.com. No, wait, I messed that up. Yeah, no, theprospectfinder.com.
Ask
yeah,
her.
Theprospectfinder.com.
Go right to the source.
And she's at Maria Semple. Did I get that right?
That's right. Okay. Prospectfinder.com. Yep,
okay.
You got it.
After all these years, you would think I would know. Yes, all right. How are you, Maria Semple?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you.
Okay. And we're well here, too, as
well. You're having a great time there.
Yes, we are. It's the 450th. Anniversary shows are always cool. Absolutely.
It sure is. Congratulations.
What do you got going on for your summer?
Well, I am calling you today from the beautiful downtown waterfront in Beaufort, North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you've got the boat.
Yes, yes.
It's a nice
day here. The weather finally broke. We don't have the crazy humidity today, so all is good.
Are you on your boat?
Perhaps.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, I am.
Beaufort. Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. Okay.
I wanted to congratulate Scott as well, real quick. I heard that he had a baby. I love the new song, It's a Good Life. I have a feeling that maybe did the baby give some inspiration to that song, perhaps? I love it.
Yeah, you may have uncovered something in there. Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly at the forefront of like everything I do right now. But thank you.
There you go.
Maria, your first show with us was August 12th, 2011. So you're a uh-huh. newcomer. You've only been on 8 years. You're a newcomer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't hold that against me, though.
Well, eight of 9 years, I think, is pretty. That's quite the legacy.
Nine is cool. Yeah.
But she's been on eight of 9 years.
Eight of nine. It's 8/9. What's that?
That's a lot.
Somebody divide nine into eight.
That's a lot of percent.
That's a long time. So the Prospect Finder. And the first thing we talked about was LinkedIn for prospect research. That was your first subject with me.
I like LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah.
LinkedIn for prospectors. It's right there. It's bona fide.
I'm
still talking about that today.
Yeah. So what's your latest? Yeah. What's the latest thing we should know about LinkedIn and prospect finding?
Well, you can definitely do an awful lot still with the advanced search feature for free. And, you know, some folks are deciding to take advantage of a free month of premium to get the, you know, the additional search fields and so forth. So certainly something to think about.
I love LinkedIn. It's great.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, because after all these years of like sort of collecting people, it's like this awesome Rolodex that keeps updating itself. And you never know who you might find. I've gotten a lot of work from LinkedIn.
You're finding it valuable? Yeah.
Well, people will like sort of follow me on LinkedIn for a while and then refer me to someone. And mostly because they know me from LinkedIn, not from in person. So it's kind of interesting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad it's working for you.
Yeah.
Maria Semple.
Love it.
So you feel like the free premium is worth checking out, Maria?
Definitely. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you can do something for free for 30 days, why not? Definitely. But have a plan. Have a plan to use it and implement it well and do something with all of the great data that you're going to uncover.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Maria Semple. I got it. We have to move on to another prize, but thank you so much for calling, Maria, and thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks for all your years contributing. Eight years. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I want to give away another prize. We still have like 2 minutes left in the whole in the whole shebang here.
What prize?
This one is going to be this is a book. This is going to be a book from the. I'll tell you what. It's going to be Peter Panapento's book.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's going to be Peter's book.
All kinds of great information about marketing and communications and getting your message across and not using jargon.
Exactly. It's Modern Media Relations for Nonprofits, which he co-authored. He co-authored with Antoinette Kerr. Yeah, it's awesome.
Because you can be your own. Oh, I know Antoinette. I think I might.
You know Antoinette Kerr?
I think I'm in that book.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Pictures? Is there a picture
book? I think I was interviewed for that book, actually, now that, because it's Antoinette.
Antoinette Kerr.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my grandmother's name. Antoinette.
Yeah, I'm in that book.
Yeah, that was Dad's.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks
Dad's
for putting me in the book. So, yes, but yeah, because now I think these days you can be your own media mogul. You don't have to rely on the traditional media. You can be your own media mogul.
Well, Barry Stevens is going to learn that because he's going to get the book.
Yay, Barry.
Barry Stevens, he's president of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Barry Stevens, with a V, not a PH. President, Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Peter Panapento's book is going to be coming to you, Barry. And we got to pretty much wrap it up.
Oh,
Scott Stein, so much. Thanks so much, Scott.
Hey, my pleasure. Glad to, you know, you guys are doing this practically in my backyard. Well, not quite. I'm in Brooklyn now, but I don't have to come to North Carolina or D.C. to do it. I can do it right here in New York. So.
Absolutely.
And the next time we all get together, which show is it going to be? It's going to be the 500th show next summer. We're going to have to get a celebrity to come in. I got to work on that. I'm going to find us a celebrity to come into the studio. I'm thinking
awesome.
Of somebody.
Don't look at me.
I think she might do it.
I'm not famous.
No, you are a celebrity. I mean, another kind of celebrity. Yeah. I have someone in mind. I think she might come.
Claire, thank you so much for co-hosting.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Happy 450th.
Thank you. Next week, inconceivable. That metric does not mean what you think it means. Plus, Google Analytics and Google Optimize. If you missed any part of today's show, I beseech you, find it on TonyMartinetti.com.
We're sponsored by Wegner CPAs, guiding you beyond the numbers, WegnerCPAs.com, WegnerCPAs.com. By Cougar Mountain Software, Denali Fund is their complete accounting solution made for nonprofits. Tony.ma/Cougar Mountain for a free 60-day trial. Also sponsored by Turn 2 Communications, PR and content for nonprofits. Your story is their mission. Turn2.co, that's Turn -two.co. And for the 450th show, sponsored by Cura Coffee, connecting coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans, curacoffee.com.
Don't she talk pretty?
You gotta use your hands.
Thanks to everybody. Thank you so much for being with us for the 450th show, the 9th anniversary nonprofit radio. Our creative producer is Claire Meyerhoff.
Hey.
I say that every single week. Sam Leibowitz is the line producer. The show's social media is by Susan Chavez, who did our live tweeting today. Thank you very much, Susan. Mark Silverman is our web guy. And I say this every week, too. This music is by Scott Stein, Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, Scott.
Be with me next week for Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Go out and be great.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.